Hello, caring viewers, and welcome to Supreme Master Television. Thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hot Berth 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. Supreme Master Television is also conveniently available for worldwide viewing at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, India's economy retains its stability. In environmental news, Beijing's buses go eco-friendly. In technology news, 5.5 million Philippine people use text messaging to take care of their finances. In intergeneration news, the young enjoy helping elderly at a day center in Japan. In interfaith news, people from different religious backgrounds unite in walking the path of biblical patriarch Abraham. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, October 17th, the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty, or the End Poverty Day, was declared by the United Nations in 1992. Originally inspired by the initiative of the French non-governmental organization ATD Fourth World, End Poverty Day is a day for remembering those who live in need. May heaven bless all to live in peace and abundance.
Egypt supports Middle East peace talks. On Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice gained Egypt's support of next month's U.S.-sponsored Middle East peace conference. At a news conference held after his meeting with Secretary Rice, Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abul-Gate said, "What the Secretary told us is encouraging and it gives us a lot of trust and understanding about what she is doing." Mr. Abul-Gate also promised to help launch negotiations leading to the creation of a Palestinian state. Thank you, Egypt and U.S., for your support and facilitation of the peace process in the Middle East. May heaven bless your efforts with success and the Middle East with lasting peace.
Fly-in news. China's Hu Jintao highlights accord in world relations. Addressing the nation's Congress on Monday, the nation's president emphasized that peaceful development and cooperation are themes of the present era that will lead to a world of harmony and common prosperity. The Chinese leader suggested that to continue promoting these goals, all countries should support the United Nations Charter as well as support international law. Speaking of China's own role in the international community, President Hu said, "China will never seek benefits for itself at the expense of other countries or shift its troubles onto others." Thank you and heaven bless President Hu for your inspiring thoughts and commitment to peaceful development. May your nation be ever blessed with the same harmony and prosperity that you wish for our world.
Lion News. Peace leads to prosperity in Uganda and Sudan. With peace talks underway in southern Sudan, the regional economy is picking up speed. Across the border in northern Uganda, the market town of Gulu is experiencing renewed economic activity and development. Both Ugandans and Sudanese are benefiting from thriving cross-border trade. Congratulations to the people of Uganda and Sudan on the regional peace and flourishing economy. May heaven bless both countries with continued mutual prosperity.
Fly-in news, a new government dawning in the Ukraine. Following recent elections, Ukraine's pro-democracy Orange parties have agreed to a coalition that will establish a new government. Party head and former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko is the likely candidate to be appointed as its leader. She said, "The democratic team has all grounds to reform all sectors of life so that people feel tangible changes in the country." President Viktor Yushchenko stated that no time was to be wasted in improving people's living standards and government processes. Congratulations, Ukraine, on the accord leading to your new government. May God bless your nation with stability, unity, and peace among all.
Lion News. Nearly 9,000 are freed in Turkmenistan. Early last week, President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov of Turkmenistan granted amnesty to 8,853 people. In late September, the president had suggested that amnesty of inmates would follow official holidays, such as the end of the holy month of Ramadan. Thank you, President Berdimuhamedov, for this compassionate gesture of goodwill. May the lives of freed citizens be filled with opportunity, goodness, and love.
Fly-in news. Morocco announces new government. Morocco's newly elected Prime Minister, Abbas El Fossi, has now officially assumed office and has also named a cabinet of 33 ministers, seven of whom are women. The new Moroccan government has representation from four political parties, with government policies that are expected to be announced in the near future. Congratulations, Morocco, on your newly selected government and prime minister. May the great Allah bless your nation with prosperity and happiness.
Lion News, Azeri president visits Iran. Mr. Ilham Aliyev, the president of Azerbaijan, arrived in the Iranian city, Tehran, for a summit with neighboring states of the Caspian Sea region. During his visit, President Aliyev will also meet with senior Iranian officials to discuss ways of creating stronger ties of friendship between Azerbaijan and Iran. Best wishes to Azeri President Ilham Aliyev and all the leaders attending this special summit. May heaven bless your countries with prosperity through increased cooperation and friendships.
Fly-in news. Mongolian president to visit the U.S. Mongolian officials announced on Monday that President Nambaryan Enkbayar will travel to the U.S. early next week for meetings with President George W. Bush. Damdin Soktar, Mongolian presidential foreign policy advisor, stated that the two leaders will discuss the country's cooperation in trade, economy, and investment. This year marks 20 years of diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Mongolia. Our best wishes for a warm and fruitful visit, President Enkbayar and President Bush. May God bless your nations with abundant prosperity and friendship.
Lion News. Libyan people send relief to Darfur. On Tuesday, a large shipment of humanitarian aid, including 70 tons of food and 20 tons of clothes, made its way from Libya to the Darfur region of Sudan. All of the donations came from ordinary Libyan citizens on the occasion of the Muslim holiday Eid al-Fitr, during which the faithful are enjoined to give alms or zakat. Thank you, and Allah bless all the caring people of Libya for putting your generosity and love into action. May your zakat bring comfort to our brothers and sisters in Darfur.
Lion News, Egyptian speaker invited for amicable visit to China. The People's Assembly Speaker of Egypt, Ahmed Sorour, will be visiting China from October 20th to 26th on an official exchange of goodwill with the country. Mr. Sorour was invited by Wu Banguo, chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress. Last year, Egypt and China celebrated their 50th anniversary of diplomatic relations. Best wishes for your upcoming visit together, Your Excellencies. May God bless your nations with continued peace, prosperity, and friendship.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Saudi Arabia, Mr. Mood Shahidullah received the Shining World Photography Award from Supreme Master Qinghai. This award was presented to him for his enlightening photography talents, selfless loving kindness towards animals, and his generosity benefiting others. Supreme Master Qinghai also awarded $2,000 so that he can continue his noble work of taking care of animals. Mr. Shahidullah has been taking care of animals for the last 8 years in Saudi Arabia. He said, "As an animal lover, I feel that animals represent the beauty of life, and I believe they play an important role in our society. I cannot imagine this world without animals."
Mr. Shahidullah has another special way of spreading the message of loving animals. He is a talented photographer. His pictures illustrate perfect examples of coexistence between humans and animals, and also animals of different species. He wrote to Supreme Master Ching Hai,
"Respected Supreme Master Ching Hai, with due respect, I would like to inform you that I received a beautiful award plaque, some DVDs, and beautiful books with your biography. Also, $2,000. I'm very happy for receiving your positive award. Your award has given me more responsibility for animals. I will keep my responsibility until my death. My special thanks to you for the beautiful and valuable Shining World Photography Award. I will be ever grateful to you. Wish you sound health and long life. Yours truly, Muhammad Shahidullah."
Heaven's blessings to Mr. Shahidullah as you continue your beautiful life-saving work. May God bless all the animals to be loved and cherished.
In economic news, inflation in India reaches a 2-year low. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry in New Delhi said that the wholesale price index was 3.52%, the lowest since August 27, 2005. The government's policy of keeping fuel prices low has also helped to ease inflation. Thank you and God bless India for your commitment to stable economic conditions to benefit your citizens. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Beijing gets ready for the Olympics with 4,000 easy access buses. We'll just go for a hug and be right back. So please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Looking for the coolest shop in town? At thecelestialshop.com, I can find everything I need at the tip of my paw. SM loving vegan dog food? Crunchy, scrumptious, yum, yum. I can eat them all day. Wow, look what I found. A nice, spacious house where I get to have my own patio and sunroof. And look at the selection of happy doggy clothes. So many different designs to choose from, and in all different sizes, makes any dog want to snuggle into a new pair of clothes. They even have the most comfortable bed in the whole wide world. So soft and cozy, and the base is anti-skid and waterproof. Makes me feel like a king. Finally, a store just for me. Woohoo! I'm in dog heaven. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come see what's here for you, thecelestialshop.com.
Hi, this is Shelly the Turtle here, and it's time for our tip of the day on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Green tea has many uses, and one of them is it can help relieve toothache. Chewing on the dry green tea leaves has been known to help reduce the pain until you can go to a dentist. Thank you for watching, and let's now look at the weather from around the globe.
In environmental news, Beijing to have more eco-friendly buses. The Beijing Transportation Corporation is planning to purchase 2,810 environmentally friendly buses and phase out 2,500 vehicles which fail to meet emission standards this year. Next year, Beijing Transport will buy an additional 2,500 eco-friendly public buses and replace 1,300 old ones. Lower floors and more convenient handrails will make the new buses more accessible to the elderly and disabled. For next year's Olympics, Beijing Transport will put 4,000 more easy access buses into service to improve public transport service. Thank you, and heaven bless Beijing for providing eco-friendly alternatives. We look forward to the upcoming Olympic Games in your wonderful city.
In technology news, the Philippines is one of the leading countries to use cell phones for their banking needs. More than 5.5 million Philippine people now uses text messaging banking services from their mobile phones to handle their finances without a bank account. For the 8 million Philippine citizens working overseas, this method is particularly useful for sending money to their families. Wire transfers take at least 2 days and are costly. By comparison, sending and receiving money via text message is less expensive and much faster. Thank you, and God bless those with innovative ideas to enhance convenience for people around the world. Up next, Kid Helpers bring joy to elderly people in Japan. We'll take a few moments in silent prayer for peace. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We'll be right back with more noteworthy news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In intergeneration news, young people brighten the lives of elderly residents. Otauku is a non-profit day center for elderly people in Torii, Japan. It has had great success bringing children to visit its patrons. The visiting youngsters are called kid helpers, and they take their work very seriously. Their duties include engaging the elderly in conversation and massaging their shoulders. The kid helpers enjoy the work and are rewarded for their efforts with credits that can be exchanged for fun activities like a swim in the local pool. Thank you, and God bless the children and elderly people to enjoy their lovely friendship.
In interfaith news, the Abraham's Path Initiative unites people of various faiths. 4,000 years ago, the prophet Abraham was called by God to leave his home and set out into the wilderness. Muslims, Christians, and Jews all trace their faiths back to this Old Testament patriarch. Abraham's Path is a non-profit initiative which fosters sustainable tourism, regional prosperity, and intercultural exchange. It is developing a 700-mile trail following in the prophet's footsteps through Turkey, Syria, Jordan, Israel, and the Palestinian West Bank. This will lead pilgrims to some of the most sacred places and stunning vistas in the Middle East. In several American cities, people from different faiths are walking their own local versions of Abraham's Path, linking churches, synagogues, and mosques. The walkers at these events unite in prayer, sharing music and poetry from their diverse traditions. Thank you, and heaven bless everyone walking Abraham's Path throughout the world, for finding peace, joy, and friendship in your shared history and common traditions.
Let's enjoy some laughter with Supreme Master Qinghai in a joke entitled, The Wrong Bus. ¶¶
There was a man who tried hard to squeeze himself on the bus, but because he's drunk, so he banged here and there and bumped into everybody nearby on the way to the bus. And it's a crowded bus as well, very crowded. An old lady was very angry and said to him, "I hate to tell you this, son, but you're going straight to hell." So the man said, "Oh, I must be taking the wrong bus."
And now for our viewers' hotline. This comment from iVeggie is in reference to the alternative living announcements.
Thanks for bringing up the consciousness, iVeggie.
Thank you, iVeggie, for posting your positive comment. The informative alternative living flyer was beautifully designed by Supreme Master Ching Hai. Its message of compassion has reached millions of people around the globe. God bless you with health and abundance.
Master said hello to you and sent her love. Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your comments and positive stories from your area. Please send them to info@SupremeMasterTV.com or to the address on the screen.
Thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world, presenting uplifting programs for international viewing 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. May you feel the presence of God's infinite love.